Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it just happens to be a Tuesday. Do you know what that means?
Oh, is it take a call? I can't remember the yeah, alliteration.
We had a better phrase for it. It's called Telephone Tuesday. Thanks for remembering.
Right.
But we will take calls in the next hour. Just a little experiment that we started. But we'll take some calls after Sue's news. Right now, I have my former racquetball playing partner who went on the injured reserve list. But he's the voice of the Blues as well. Chris Kerber is with us because, holy moly, this Blues story is amazing. How are you, Kerbs?
Mark, I'm doing good. You guys had that music so loud, I don't think anybody could hear any of the conversation you guys just had.
I think they could. It just probably sounds weird during the phone lines. And I apologize for that. That was Anderson East, so I apologize for that. Hey, this story, before we get into the details about the Blues, I would say, just as a sports fan, this is one of the best sports stories in the whole country right now, isn't it?
Well, it's another great one, and the funny thing is it's mirroring 2019 so doggone much, isn't it? I mean, they're clicking, they're going, they've won 9 in a row. Calgary is still keeping the pressure on, but what the Blues have done in the last 2 months, month and a half, has erased any kind of game in hand situation, and now they've got to finish it off. They put the situation back where they control their cards if they win the games they need to win. And that's a great thing. They're playing well. It's a fun brand of hockey. It's terrific defense. It's pumping goals in offensively. They've won their last two games in tight playoff fashion. The goaltending's playing well. And then tonight you get to see the debut of Jimmy Snuggerud. So that's going to be a pretty doggone neat experience, I think.
Yeah, explain that. That was my radio name back in high school, by the way. Great radio name, Jimmy Snuggerud. But this is a young kid that just kind of got picked up recently.
Well, yes and no. He got picked up recently, yes. He just got signed.
But he was drafted 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, the Blues drafted him 23rd overall in 2022. He decides to go back to his last 2 years of college. So he leaves after his junior year of college. He was described to me by a former general manager in this league as an Oshie plus type player.
Wow.
He's got a hard right-handed shot. He has shown the ability to score goals in college hockey. A very talented player. This is someone that the Blues are excited about. Now, he's got teammates. This is true. It's hard to imagine that they did not end up winning the national championship when he's got teammates like Brock Faber, who's got a chance to be Rookie of the Year this year. He plays for Minnesota. Matthew Nyes is now with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Another couple of them that just signed with Chicago and some other teams. Like, this team really had some talent on it. Interviewed him on over the weekend going into Saturday's game. He's got a good head about him. They like his IQ, his smarts. His dad played in the National Hockey League for a number of years as well, so he's got some pedigree. And he Man, you just look at him. You look at him when he skates. Like he skated at practice yesterday. He goes, he just looks like he fits in. So I'm excited that they made the very hard decision to play him today. And I say that it's a hard decision because you had to take somebody out. And this team is playing well enough that you really didn't need to take somebody out. But I'm still excited that they're going to see what he brings to the table because he might bring another element of depth to this team down the stretch here.
Hey, Curbs, Ethan Hannaford here. Appreciate you hopping on. My question kind of has to do exactly with what you mentioned there at the end. A lot of excitement around Jimmy Snuggerud, but how do you expect for whether it be the upper management or it be for Jim Montgomery to handle both him and their other top prospect that just brought up last week in Dalibor Dvorsky? How do you expect them in the midst of a playoff run to handle them? Are they going to be getting consistent ice time? I know there's that inexperience, but obviously there's still a lot of talent there.
Well, Ethan, I think you got to look at this from a couple of different standpoints, and I'm going to give you an example from a couple of years ago. You know, the Blues had Jake Neighbors down in the minor leagues. They had sent him down. He was playing in Springfield. The team was struggling. Doug Armstrong did not want to call him up at a certain time because he didn't think that coming into that atmosphere of a struggling team that wasn't winning, kind of lost its identity, he didn't think that that would be good for him. It'd be better for him to stay in the minors and get some more of that development. Well, look at the case that he's brought Dvorsky up from Springfield and he's brought Snuggerud in from college. You've got two guys now are stepping into a winning locker room, a winning attitude. They're seeing what's going on. So even though you've got Dvorsky that has not been playing right now, that only played the one game and is not scheduled to play tonight, but even though you've got Dvorsky around, he's practicing every day with the NHL club. He's seeing what it's like to be on the bus and on the planes and did a road trip with the Blues. Snuggerud's going to get that opportunity too. If nothing else, and I don't know how the season's going to end, it's looking promising that they can make the playoffs, but they still got to give themselves a few more wins to get there. Does it go on a run? Do they lose in the first round if they get there? I have no idea. Well, what ends up happening, though, is Snuggerud and Dvorsky are getting a hell of an education right now on what it's going to take, what it's like to be around. That will fuel them into what's needed from them this summer, and then they know to expect a lot more, and they're coming back with those expectations in the fall. Mm. And that's the deal. But you have the luxury right now that neither one of these guys has to come in and do anything spectacular for the team. They just have to play a support role when they're needed because this team is playing some good hockey. And that's a great way to bring prospects along.
Yeah, it is, because that takes a lot of the pressure off. So you got the next three games are at home, too, and I don't know what advantage that offers, but the Red Wings tonight, the Penguins on Thursday. The last time that the Blues lost was to Pittsburgh, wasn't it?
The last time they lost was it Pittsburgh or Dallas, I think. One of those two, yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's right. We had Dallas, then we had the L.A. swing, then we went to Pittsburgh. Yeah, and you know, that was a game, Mark, where the Blues dominated. Tristan Jarry, who's got a great record against the Blues, was just fantastic. But, look, they've got an opportunity here, having won 9 in a row. The franchise record was set in 2019 when they won 11. You've got Detroit battling for a playoff spot in the East. They've struggled a little bit. You know, then you got Pittsburgh, who's clearly out of it, but they've got Crosby and Jarry and some other terrific players on that team. The Blues are just going to try to keep it rolling and see where it goes. The bottom line for St. Louis is if they just were to go 4-3, win 4, lose 3 of their last 7 games, you basically put Calgary and Vancouver in a spot where they're going to have to win all but one of their remaining games. And they have tougher schedules. Calgary's got Vegas a couple times. Vancouver's got Winnipeg. I mean, it's just that it's a hard thing that they've done. Now, the key is what they can't do is the Blues can't put themselves where you slip on a banana peel here this week. Take advantage of your schedule, because after this week, you're going Colorado on Saturday. Then you're playing in Winnipeg. Then you're playing in Edmonton, right? And then there's only 2 games left after that. So this is an important start to the week. And like we were talking about the education for these guys, it's great for Neighbors, Holloway, all these young players that are playing in these meaningful games with a lot on the line.
Curbs, a lot of fun hockey this week, but a lot of really interesting hockey next weekend here in St. Louis for the Frozen Four.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, this is cool. You know, the last time that St. Louis had the Frozen Four, you had Ben Bishop coming in with Maine. Wow. You had Chris Porter coming in with North Dakota. And the city of St. Louis, being the great sports town it is, set records, you know, for attendance and stuff. I thought it was fantastic. So Frozen Four is now set, where you've got two amazing matchups. You've got Denver, who's been winning national championships lately. They're going to play Western Michigan, right? Penn State is going to play Boston University. So you've got kind of the classic old program in Boston University, right? The solid program in Denver. Western Michigan, who when Andy Murray, the former Blues head coach, was coaching, Andy Murray was the one that convinced the school to go into the NCHC. You know, and then you got Penn State, who a number of years back had a donor that says, I'm going to donate $1 million. We're going to get this done. We're going to put a hockey team in. And that was one of the reasons that the Big Ten created their own hockey, you know, league officially. So pretty cool. So it's coming up on at Enterprise Center next weekend. And you get, you know, the tickets, obviously. If you get the ticket on the one days for the two games and you got the championship game, you get your tickets at stlouisblues.com/tickets. You'll find the link there through Ticketmaster and basically NCAA championship hockey coming to town. It's
fun.
Pretty cool.
Great. The two games, Western Michigan, Denver on Thursday, BU against Penn State, right. Later Thursday, then the championship game on Saturday. Let's go get three more victories at home this week for the Blues, Chris Kerber. How about that?
Let's have a lot of fun, guys. Get this team into the playoffs and see what happens. Just got to get in. Then we already know if you get in, you got a chance.
Absolutely. All right, Kerbs, thank you so much for squeezing us in. Very appreciated. Right. Blues at home tonight.
Get more at 971talk.com.